Hi, the Black Talk Media Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent Black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com today.
The views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave, from L.A. Today is August the 20th, 2018. It is a Monday, and it is a early morning Monday for a lot of it. So we got our new times getting set in. Just hope that you all made the transition with us. We are now on in the mornings at 10 a.m. Central Time, 11 Eastern Standard Time. So if you can, jump in and check out Tando Radio Show and Black Talk Radio Network. But let's get started in today's show. We have a live show for you today. Everyone, please continue to support this network, Black Talk Radio Network, by giving some of your financial energy by way of a donation to this network. You can do that on the website, www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. Make sure that you give a donation so that this network can stay on air. You can also support the network by being a member in this social media platform known as BTR Community. It is BTR Community is a membership, full-service membership social media platform, meaning in order for you to engage in your social media activities, you have to be a member. And what does that do? That's a form of protection for you to talk about it, what you want to talk about, in a more secure way. Your identity will never be sold to any bidder like yours is on the other ones, all of the other ones, pretty much. The highly publicized one, especially Facebook, Twitter, and all that other stuff. They use that information to get you to gossip and feel good about that stuff while they're getting your blood. And so they are definitely doing that. And they monetize that where, and they don't share any of that with you. So they're basically using you. So you could actually come on to BTR Community. Is a social media platform that is, 1 second, everyone. Sorry about that. It's a social media platform where you can promote things about yourself, your business within reason, and things that you think that need to be highlighted and get more public attention, or things that you would like to talk about within reason as well. It has to be reasonable. And you can benefit from it all. And you can do this by joining BTR Community for only $24 a year. $24 a year will get you a membership, and you don't have to worry about, you know, your information data, your information being mined against you. So come on over to BTR Community, $24 a year, and that supports the network, supports the platform, and keeps everything going. It's $24 a year. So definitely. All right. So also, everyone, you should be moving into real money, taking, you should be using your cash, which is not money, for what it should be used for. And that is paying your bills, your quality of, your standard of living, and then providing for your quality of life. You know, things that you like to do, things that you want to invest in, things that you want to grow. You should never save in cash. If you save in cash, there is no safe that is secure enough to keep it from being stolen from you. Doesn't matter if you put it in your mattress, doesn't matter if you put it in a bank, doesn't matter if you put it into an investment. If you really look at it, depending on how that investment is set up, you may think that you're gaining a profit, but you're not even keeping pace with inflation. It is an instrument. It's a tool. Just like a car is a tool, a plane is a tool. A plane is a tool that the overall companies and industries in the overall avionics, they use those planes to make their profit. Same thing with cash. It is a tool. It is a tool that enriches the few while impoverishing the many, and many don't see it as that, but it is the truth, because it is not a living, sustainable force of your talent that saves your talents and your abilities to establish prosperity for you. It just doesn't do that. It hasn't done that, and it won't ever do that. Cash is not money. They say cash is king. Well, that is a tyrant monarchy that it rules by. And that's true. But it is not any form of money. There's not one economist that can say that it is. And it'd be truthful. You could say it, but it's not truthful. So you need to get into real money. You should be saving in assets, and you should be saving in money, in the most perfect form of money, one of the most perfect forms of money outside of you as being a living eternal entity, is the other living eternal entities, and the one that really actually performs all of the qualities that money needs to perform at to be validated and substantiate it as being money is the precious metals. And particularly the one of the precious metals that's more valuable than all of them together is silver. You should be engaging in that. You can go to Prosperity Mint, check out what's in inventory there, then email info@prosperitymint. Say that you're a Tando Radio Show listener. It is to your benefit that you do that, and someone will definitely get in contact with you. Okay? So definitely engage in that. All right, what else we got? Oh, Legacy Wealth Management is having its quarterly seminar that I will be a part of. It will be presenting on Sunday. It's going to be September the 15th and September the 16th here in Dallas, Texas. If you'd like to be a part of that, you can email me at wolf6pack1 and say, hey, Dave, I would like to be a part of the overall seminar or some of the future seminars. Each seminar is $500. And at these seminars, you will learn the proper legal structuring so that you can keep what it is that you've earned. You'll be setting yourself up for trust and foundations. A lot of people are unaware of the overall how powerful that is. When you have a trust in the foundation, you are actually creating law. Law that the system has to abide by. It's one of the very few things that people can do to create law within this overall system. And that is one. If you create a contract, you create law. And many of us don't know the significance of that and how that plays into it. And it's far beyond what you could ever, ever think. It is phenomenal, the overall capabilities. And this is how what happens is the tool of cash now works for you. It doesn't make it money, but now the benefits of the tool become practically the complete benefits outside of you creating it yourself now become beneficial and whole to you. So that's Legacy Wealth Management Seminar. If you'd like to be a part of that, you can email me at wolf6pack1@gmail.com and just say, hey, I'm a Tando Radio Show listener. We'd love, if you're in the Dallas area, you can come and then I'll send you the link, sign up, make payment, and then we'll see you there. It's phenomenal teachings that are there that benefit you right away. Is it going to be a process of things that you need to do? Yes, absolutely. If you ever wonder why, one of the things that's critical is that the overall constitution is done by the founders, was written by the founders. That word founders is basically they created a constitution that is a part of their foundation. And their foundation still benefits those original family members forever, for perpetuity. As long as we have this overall system, that overall constitution will benefit them and exploit you, because the constitution was never written for you. There's a misnomer when you hear that you have constitutional rights. But the constitution wasn't written for you. It was written for just we the people. And most people think that we the people means that everybody. And see, that was a play on words. The actual constitution was in the we the people was actually the ones that were constructing the constitutions under a foundation, hence the founding fathers. It's all contractual truths. And it plays out to where we've been taught one thing, and the actual working of it all is completely different. This is why many don't care about where the economy goes, because it benefits them in either direction it goes, because they are structured correctly. Definitely, you all should be a part of that. It's, that opportunity is there for you, regardless of who you are, is what you construct and what you contract, what constitution you create. And the overall founder's constitution, known as the Corporation of the United States, has to abide by it, but more importantly, they have to enforce it. And they do. Without a problem, without question. This is why so many talk about different celebrity figureheads and you see them and why they don't release their taxes, because they don't have to. Because their structure is a certain way. And I'm going to tell you this. They don't have to, because they don't. They're immune to it. Let me ask you something. Let me ask y'all something. Real quick, I want you to notice how powerful this is, what I'm talking about, really quickly. Have you ever noticed, let's say you have a high-profile celebrity figurehead, and something goes awry, and that overall celebrity figurehead finances or everything else, and when they're structured correctly, guess what happens? They don't care. They're immune from any court. They're immune from any court taking anything from them. Reason being that they're immune from any court taking anything from them, because they don't have anything that the courts can take, but they never lose control of anything.
The polarity
doesn't matter. they may, if it's a crime that they committed, they may be, you know, they may be prosecuted to go to jail for that crime. But in because of their, if they're actually structured correctly, even if they're prosecuted, there will be no enforcement against them. None whatsoever. And it's just how it works. And the thing is that you may see that there's a great benefit to that because it can be beneficial to you as well. As well. So that's how it is, and definitely you all should be a part of that setup. All right, so let's jump into today's show. Let me get situated here. And what's in the news? Today's show is some signs of warning that you may want to know. Is today's show on the 20th. And the actual, we're going to play this after. I want y'all to hear this quick 2-minute video, very significant about some things that's going on that you need to always be prepared for. And it is going to be priority number one relatively soon, in my opinion, because of global events. And we're going to go over some of the warning signs that you may need to know about. So the first thing I posted from was from a YouTube on an event that happened a couple of years ago, but pretty significant is the setup for everything else. I want you to really pay attention to this hacking. It's about 2 minutes. We're not going to play it just yet. Let's get through what's in the news, and then we'll get it into it. All right, next article. I got this one from, this was posted by Joy3108. Great posting, Joy. It says, Psychology Today. Why do Americans like sociopaths? And sociopaths are actually run by, are actually minions of psychopaths. And this is a good article. Americans don't just like sociopaths, we admire them. What is it about a free people that makes us appreciate those who lie to us, cheat, steal from us? It is this psychological attraction of power unbound by accountability. And basically, why do Americans like sociopaths? Because every single American, and I would say every single citizen, has taught to be the perfect sociopath in all forms and fashion. And you have to work constantly, and you have to have a diligence and steadfastness about yourself not to be that. It's pretty rampant everywhere. Because it has actually been, everyone has been groomed and trained and domesticated to be that way. But check out that article. Great, great article that Joy3108 posted inside of BTR community. So just wanted to say great article that was. Next article I posted, got this one from Press TV. Erdogan, U.S. attack on economy, same as attack on our flag. It's all being set up, y'all. And that's some of the things that some things that we're going to talk about. Next article, this one comes from BBC, British Best Criminals News. Mystery Russian satellite raises U.S. alarm. A mysterious Russian satellite disappearing. A mysterious Russian satellite displaying, my screen jumped on me, very abnormal behavior has raised alarms of the U.S. according to according to the State Department officials. We do not know for certain what it is. There is no way to verify it, said an assistant secretary at a conference in Switzerland on August the 14th. And they actually said that they had no defense against this. And it's all a part of some of the things we're going to be talking about. Next article for today. Next article got from Yahoo. Venezuela's on the edge of Maduro unravels rift of economic reform. Uncertainty reigned in Venezuela on Saturday after the celebrity figurehead president unveiled a major economic reform plan aimed at halting the spiraling hyperinflation that has thrown the oil-rich, cash-poor South American country into chaos ahead of a major currency overhaul on Monday. This is significant. They changed and actually, over the weekend, and it was pandemonium in different parts of Venezuela. What they did is they devalued their currency even further. huge, huge, and things is going to be happening here. Next article I got from Active Post. 65 years ago today, the CIA conspired with the UK to overthrow Iran on behalf of big oil. So check out that article. Then next one is going to be playing to today's how the this is from Acting Man, how the global trade contraction begins. Very, very important. And then there's another article, and this one is from Bloomberg. You just have to click on it. And it says Italy is hoping for the ECB to extend quantitative easing. Let me just tell you what quantitative easing is real quickly. Quantitative easing is basically this: temporary funding to prevent the inevitable collapse. And it's just the reshuffling of funding to give the appearance that the collapse hasn't happened, or to delay it. Won't be able to hold forever, and it is very important that we take a look at that. So that's what's in the news. And if you'd like to get in on the conversation at any time, give us a call, 704-802-5056. 704-802-5056 is the call-in number. And we will actually see you in queue, and we'll bring you up, and we'll be able to hear whatever your whatever it is that you would like to talk about. Give us a call, definitely. And also, my man Scotty said, he put in here, what they did to Australia is artificially deflating oil prices is going to happen to Saudi Arabia when the world switches to hydropower care. I meant Venezuela. Yeah, I knew you meant Venezuela, Scotty. Yeah, absolutely, Scotty. Absolutely, definitely going to happen. So, hey, let's jump into it real quickly. What I want to do for today's, we're going to take a look at some signs. I want Scotty's going to play this 2-minute video. I want you to really pay attention and hear some of these things, because what I try to do is I don't just try to tell you, hey, these things is happening. I try to bring some stuff to you so that you can make your own decisions, just some things that substantiate and validate what has happened in the setups of everything. And everything that's going on is historical. It's the repeat of history, and it's very easy to see what's happening because they've done it all before, and they're going to continue to do it again. I just don't hope that we do not have the overall normalcy bias and the constant dissonance to think that nothing is going to happen majorly here in what they call the Corporation of the United States, to where it will be in the same condition that it's been in for the past 100 years. It has ended. The party is over. And now it's only going to go into a decline. And it is actually going to go through receivership. And when it goes through that receivership, the overall standard of living and quality of life and is going to affect you and I directly, either in a beneficial way or in an adverse way. But either way, the swing is going to be severe. Severe, and it's going to be sweeping. It's going to sweep either you off it or off the economy completely, to where, what I mean by sweep you off, is going to completely disenfranchise you, or is going to sweep you in the other direction with the momentum. The momentum of the overall transfer or paradigm, economic paradigm shift, is going to, those winds are going to blow you in a way of opportunity or a way of further, where it will exploit you so there is nothing left to take. It's going to be that dramatic. And it's systematically happening that way, slowly and methodically now. The sweep is already really happening, and the sweep has happened because psychologically we don't think it's going to happen, so it's already putting us further and further and further away from where we should be and what we should be doing, because we're uncognizant of, and we haven't invoked our free will to protect ourselves completely by the necessary means and methods that we should be taking. And thinking that everything is going to be all right is the worst thing to do. It is actually the symptom of the sociopathic mentality that's driven by psychopaths. So My man Scotty says, bank hacks pulls off $1 billion cyber heist in 2016. I've been seeing warnings of hacks against crypto houses now. Yes, Scotty, huge. It's, all of this is being set up completely. So here we go. When Scotty, whenever you get a chance, you can go ahead and play it.
Moving on, today a Russian security company reported that it discovered one of the biggest bank robberies ever. No guns involved. Hackers did it, breaking into more than 100 banks in 30 countries and making off with a total of as much as $1 billion. Here's Anna Werner.
The authors of the report call it the great bank robbery of the modern era.
Their ultimate goal was to steal as much money as possible, and they largely accomplished that.
Chris Doggett is managing director for Kaspersky Lab, the computer security firm that uncovered the scheme.
Your very basic hacker guys are all about getting in and stealing whatever they can get their hands on. The way these guys are different is they were really a combination of hackers, spies, and thieves.
The criminals often use the simplest of methods to get into banks, an email attachment with a virus sent to bank employees. When the employee clicked on it, the hackers gained access to the bank's financial systems, then spied to see how the employees and the systems worked.
They went in and actually changed the balances in accounts at the bank so that it looked to the bank like there was more money in that account than there actually really was in reality. They then used e-payment systems and online banking systems and ATM machines and even the SWIFT financial network to then transfer the money out of those accounts into other accounts that they had set up for themselves.
Often the hackers sent commands to ATMs to just spew out money, and then they'd have a person standing there to collect it. The losses are huge. One bank lost nearly $10 million when the hackers targeted its online banking platform. Another was hit for $7.3 million through ATM fraud.
It's not clear yet how many banks in the U.S. were affected or whether they lost money. Now, the American Bankers Association told us today, quote, there's no evidence U.S. banks were infiltrated. But Doggett's group, Scott, found U.S. banks were definitely targeted.
Imagine what Bonnie and Clyde would think. Anna, thank you very much.
Okay, so that was the quick two-minute video, and it came from CBS News a while back. Significant. If you listen to what was said, they said this normal hackers just try to get in and take what they can get. But this wasn't normal hacking. This was, these actual hackers were spies, were using spy and all this other stuff. Why? Because this was probably, these overall hackers are probably like mercenaries. They're the new mercenaries. The new electronic mercenaries, and the new electronic mercenaries are what I would say is that they're the best hackers for hire for sovereign states. And I mean by sovereign states, I'm not just talking about countries. That's one part of sovereign states, but also by sovereign states that have the overall capability by way of being an institution or a corporation. And believe me, this is the setup because the overall digital space was put into place because it actually exploits you and it actually is very easy to manipulate you even further. There doesn't always have to be the overhandedness of physical presence to control you and to manipulate your overall thought process to surrendering your will to someone else's agenda. It can very easily be done electronically, and preferably done electronically. What is the, some of the things that have to be invoked in order to do that, to get the whole world dependent upon the digital space world? And how do you get everyone dependent on the digital space world is this, is that you have to have some forms of the digital space world that is beneficial to people, convenient to people, appealing to people. Poison is always sweet. It's always sweet. It's necessary for that because what happens is that the individuals that are putting these programs together, they are not doing it as using technology as a form of money, but using it as a form of currency, and all forms of currency is patented by control. The digital space is the overall mathematic and the algorithms that are that can be used to create a part of the power of virtual world that you as an individual can have influence on. Is one of the great marvels of your capabilities and your talent. But if our great abilities and talents are used in a malevolent way, believe me, they will be destructive in everything that they do. Are there some benefits to the digital world? Absolutely. Absolutely. But when that space is so valuable, who will have the interest in acquiring and controlling that? Is it going to be, if it's really beneficial, if some institutions that have been in place and created a system of subjugation and enslavement, if they see the benefits of anything, one of the first things that they do is try to get control over it. They'll let you own it, but they'll control it. Ownership means that you're in debt. That's really the unspoken financial truth of ownership. The one that's responsible, that's what ownership is. The one that the name responsible person. And that doesn't have to be a living being. It can be an organization. That's what ownership really is, and this is what the system pushes to everyone, is to put your name on everything for you to be accountable for taxation, exploitation. And we've thought that that has been actually put into place because it shows that you what? Were in control. It was yours. But see, the thing about it was yours was that we didn't realize was that the debt was yours. And it's really, really tricky how the overall financial world works. So in this digital space, they said it was 100 countries or something like that. I think it was 30 countries. Yeah. 30 countries, I believe it was. And this was in 2016. And now what's happening is that, in my opinion, that this is the preferred method of war. And they were talking about how they even programmed some of the ATMs just to start spewing cash. You know why they did that? They didn't really care about ATMs. They did that as a flashbang or a smoke screen, because ATM spewing out cash would make you look at it and focus just there. And you would think that, oh, it's an ATM machine getting out cash. That can't affect me. It's just going to affect that ATM machine at that bank. It's a distractor. It's a distraction. They did that as a complete distraction so people would not really notice and see the severity and how deep everything was. What is actually happening, in my opinion, is that all you have to do is look at the modus operandi of a criminal. And you can come up with means, motive, and opportunity. And who benefit from it all? Who had the means to do it? Who had the motivation to do it? Who had the opportunity to do it? And who gained from it? And I'm going to tell you, in my opinion, it was no hacker as the one that they tried to, the overall physical appearance and image that they put in everyone's mind as being a hacker, someone with a hoodie, with glasses, and all this other stuff. Some teenager, some, you know, this and that. No. They're not hackers. In order to be a hacker, you have to first be a programmer. In order for you to be a true hacker, you have to be the one in control of the system that everyone is tied into. And as they said, really no defense against it. Let me tell you why there's no defense against it. Just like there are some companies that say, hey, we'll protect your identity. And you just got to pay for us to protect your identity. Well, when you pay, you give them all your information, and then when you don't pay anymore, watch what's going to happen to your profile. You're definitely going to be hit, and who you think is going to hit. Who was going to benefit the most by you being hit? First thing you'll do is call them back. I guess I need your service. And they'll say, I guess you do. What am I saying? The ones that are saying that they are trying to prevent hacking into their systems are most likely the ones that are the hackers themselves. Indirectly and directly. But on the larger scam and scheme of things, when it comes to subjugation and enslavement, you can't think from where you are as an individual, because that's what they want you to think. You have to think of how long has this been going on? How long has man been malevolent towards other men? And what things will they be willing to do? And you'll see quite quickly that they will be cunningly capable of doing everything, because they are. Think about it. If those that are in control aren't losing anything, what makes you think that they won't go for everything? If those that are in control won't lose anything, what makes you think that they won't go for everything? And how to do that is that you get people into accepting and wanting to be engaged in that for convenience, for other benefits, not realizing that the overall food that tastes so good has the overall cancer triggers in it. And we just think that, hey, I'm just eating because you don't know. And if you knew, you wouldn't engage. If you knew that you love swimming, and you love swimming in the ocean, but if you knew that you could swim, you know, in the most beautiful ocean in the world, and you would be able to swim for about 400 yards, 300 yards. But in that 300 yards, you're going to be in the feeding grounds of the migrating great white sharks. And you're going to have a seal's pup outfit on. Or you're going to just swim without any form of protection, just out there in the ocean, swimming around a bunch of seals as well that are running from the great white sharks that are there from migration to come in that feeding ground. It wouldn't be a place that you would want to swim. And if it is, guaranteed, you ain't going to make it. It's not a matter of could you make it. It's just a matter of how long you're going to be able to do it. I wouldn't say probably. As soon as you get in the water, you're already detected and you're already being stalked and you're a dead person swimming. Already. As soon as you enter the water. So it's a real tell that in today's world, the digital space is really the true extension to reach everyone. Not every person in the world has a digital footprint. But in the coming years, there will be very, 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 very few people that don't. I mean, what I mean by few people will probably be under 100,000, 200,000 people in the coming year, in the next, what, 15 years, 10 years? Automation is going to explode on the continent, especially when the overall economic transfer happens, paradigm shift happens. The continent is going to explode in opportunities, and all of those opportunities are going to be digitally based. So it's really interesting how, and keen how, this stuff plays itself out and is right here before us. Now, I'm not saying this because I want you to be afraid. No. It's just really the reason why I'm saying these type of things is because if we truly want what we say we want, there are some things that we're going to have to give up. And there's going to be some things that we like that we're going to have to give up. And the reason being, or we're going to have to reinvent a lot of things. We're going to have to reinvent and have the overall intention of moving from a class zero society to a class one. We're going to have to ensure that we don't allow any exploiters to be able to do that. Just as the overall capabilities have been put into place to control billions of people, that's the same energy needs to be put into place to protect billions of people. It is accomplishable, and it needs the overall cooperation and consideration and commitment of the billions. Until the billions have had enough, the few will continue to engorge themselves. And one of the things I think about these different crises and calamities that they use to change and to gain more control, it makes them very vulnerable for just the opposite. Because the human spirit is relentless. The thing is that we just have to first ask questions and know some things and know that some things just ain't right. And if we know some things just ain't right, and we just decide that we're not going to engage in that anymore, and we're committed to what is right, oh, going to hurt. It's going to be surprising. It's going to require us to be mature. It's going to require us to do some things that we otherwise wouldn't do, some things that we was sacred, was actually demonic. Our participation, our thoughts, our energy put into it, which was wrong, that we need to change. We're going to have to first disinfect ourselves. Cleanse ourselves. And what I mean by that is we have to first realize that since we've been under this for so long, that we've picked up some real bad disease thoughts and disease will, because that stuff is contagious. And it's actually infected and inflicted us. And if we know that, and which we truly do want what we say it is that we want, or is it that we truly just want to be the benefits of the system that is already in place? Don't change nothing. Just change the things that I don't like. Don't change anything. Keep everything the same. Just manipulate things this way because I'm comfortable. This is what I think is going to be right. It basically is that is a plea to be a part of them because you can't beat them. If you can't beat them, you might as well join them. That is what the system puts out so that you will surrender. And you will become a minion. And I'm going to tell you, Every deal that they make with you, they break. They break. Regardless of where your overall influence and stage is, even among those that are the controllers. The controllers are actually adversely affected by the system that was created. They're probably affected by it more because they're so engrossed in it. Their probable physical appearance is totally changed from it. Their RNA and DNA is been altered from it. Everything about them, frequency wise, they may be unreachable to being a class one or class two society. They can only engage and live in a subjugation and enslavement at the highest level. And I'm going to tell you something. They don't all look like what you think they look like. Because they make the overall appearance of people only important to the slaves and those, the minions, to get those that control that lower level, that mid-level fighting against each other, so that once you can never ever see, once you have that mentality, you won't be able to see what's truly, truly happening. Because you're too focused on what you see, the show me state. And it has you fixated there. And I'm saying all of this because this is nothing new. They've been doing this type of stuff for a while. There's nothing wrong with technology. There's nothing wrong with even technology that subjugates and enslaves. Because the universe allows for it all. And I say there's nothing wrong with it. It's just, and I say that because of this. It's working perfectly. How it does different things is it. What's wrong is the spirit of it and the intentions of it. That's what's wrong. And then the overall outcome of it all. And with that, it becomes a very, very dangerous, dangerous tool that works effectively. And they're definitely, the system is going to use this over and over again, is going to use it to bring down empires, and then it, under constitutions, it will erect new ones and give the appearance. It will give all of the eloquent and mesmerizing language, grimoires, thoughts, and everything else. But deep down inside, it will be the fruit of the satanic tree. Will look appealing, but will be poison at its core. And I really think that what's been done in the past is going to, we are in a position now of it happening again. And this is why today I want to look at a couple of things that are warning signs. A lot of things you may be able to see in the propaganda vehicles that are around. Some of them you may not see, but they're around. They're here. They are here and they're prevalent. And I just think that it's very important that we identify some of those things, because there is an appropriateness that you can take. And I think one of the most important appropriatenesses is to establish the right relationship, to have some commonality that is beneficial to build upon. And I mean not beneficial in a evil way, but in a true holistic benevolent way. We have such great opportunities. We are right where we're supposed to be. And if we think that we're not where we're supposed to be, then what is it that we're going to do to get there? Just seeing it, recognizing it, is only one thing. But changing some things is the key to getting it going, the train to go in a different direction. We are all one part of the teeth of the gears. And if the teeth of the gears decide to go in a different direction, and more of the teeth decide to do it, that will affect different components and different divisions of the engine, and then that will create momentum to more and more of the engine will be going in a different direction. But in order that to happen, believe me, there is going to be great friction that may first seize everything up from the heat of confrontation. And some of the engine is going to break, and it's going to have to be replaced. The engine itself may completely freeze up because of all of the heat and friction that's there. But then there's a great opportunity to do what? Rebuild the engine. Rebuild the engine. So how we respond to things and what we do individually is more appropriate and more important, and is really the true first step to getting where it is that we really should be and where we could be. And I don't know if I can say if we should be, because we may be right where we should be until we decide. It's just like someone wanting something and they just want it and they haven't done anything to ensure that that is going to happen. You're going to have to invoke your will past all of the obstacles, regardless how deep the obstacles are, in order for you to get there. Not only the obstacles, but also the benefits or the accomplishments that you receive. You're going to have to push through those as well. And pushing through those may sometimes mean don't hold on to them. Let them go. Just like you don't hold on to the adversity, you let it go. And you keep striving for what the true possibilities are. And then you start to make your headway. The system didn't get into place absent of that process. There's no magic other than the magic of their will that they use that you don't have the ability to also invoke. The same capabilities, magic, culture, direction, and momentum that the system has can be created to go in a different direction. It's not exclusive. It's not discriminatory to them. And everything that's happening now and being put into place has happened before throughout human history. And they're going to be happening again in the setup for the big change, paradigm shift is among us. You all see it. You all feel it. You all know what's going to be there. And many of you are doing things about it. And everything that you're doing about it is correct. Even though it may not gain or get you what you think or ultimately want, but it is a step that very, very few are doing. More and more people are realizing that, hey, something ain't right. This not going to end well. But then they get hit with propaganda and they fall right back into, it's okay, I don't need to pay attention to it. I need to go on with my daily routine and our daily routines of life. That's very destructive. They say that people are creatures of habit. Well, if you can create the habits, then you can create the beast that will always be on that path. That path will always be filled. There will be a traffic jam of people there. So today's show, you want to jump into some of the warning signs, and if you see some warning signs, I'm going to give a couple, and if you wanted to add in, then definitely do that. Give us a call, 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. Now, some of the warning signs, these aren't the only warning signs that there are, but they're some of the ones that I definitely want to bring to your attention, and some of them, because they're going to be a part of the overall sweeping, the windshield wiper effect. The overall paradigm is either going to sweep you drastically and forcefully in one direction or the other. Sweep you towards opportunity that you didn't deserve or opportunity that you didn't know that you would be able to have, or sweeping towards to adversity that you didn't deserve and didn't know that you would be bound by. In an overwhelming tsunami of force. Just going to roll and keep rolling and everybody get caught up in it and just take them. So, wanted to take a look at that and a couple of other things. And some of the articles that I posted inside of BTR community kind of substantiate this. The world is setting up for a major, major event. And we've been talking about that for a while here, and those major, major events are going to be quite surprisingly is going to surprise many of people, but some won't be moved by it at all. Some won't be moved by it at all. And the overall cyberspace is going to be one of the true battlefields. And the casualties of this battlefield is going to be unlike the battlefields of old, because the virtual space will actually produce a larger body count and collateral damage than all of the battlefields of the past combined. It's just that steep. So, getting ready to go into a commercial break. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, when we come back, we're going to jump into some of the signs that we want to talk about with you all. Give us a call, 704-802-5056. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give me a second. We're going to wait for a while. Let me get through some of these things, and then if you have any questions or comments, definitely jump in. All right, so here are some things that I think that are great warning signs, and these aren't the only ones, but these are just some of the ones that I think is very, very important for you to know about. Number one is the time of the year. The calendar time of the year. It is August, late August, going into September. And if you look throughout history of events, you'll start to see that certain events under categories and criteria follow a same pattern, follow the same calendar pattern. The starting of wars start generally in the same calendar pattern. Major wars, world wars, or major conflicts, depending on the size and scope of the conflicts, they generally start around the same time, meaning that this has actually been a conspiracy agenda that was played out. Financial things generally happen around the same calendar time. September, the last quarter of the fiscal year, or the first quarter of a governmental year, depending on which government it is. If it's the corporation of the United States government, then it would be the first quarter of the year is when they like to have economic calamity or events that will foster and harbor economic calamity. They all like to happen around the same time. Two, the overall global economy, it is staggering. It is punch drunk. Is ready to go down. Italy needs quantitative easing, as so does Spain and Portugal and Greece, and they need Germany to participate and to uphold and foster all of that, while Germany itself, its largest bank, Deutsche Bank, is being attacked, and the overall German economy is being attacked as well, directly and indirectly. So the unstable global economy that is actually being hindered by the overall global debt is staggering. Next one, trade, global trade. Global trade is being completely fragmented. And I'm going to read this one article just to show you how important that is. In after the last, before we open up the call lines, global trade is fracturing, and you can see that with the trade wars with China. But it's not just trade wars with China. Germany is now in a trade war against the United States, directly and indirectly. The U.S. is sanctioning other countries, like it's handing out invitation to one of their celebratory events. They're just handing it out to everybody. And what is that doing? That's causing other countries to do what? To align themselves. And align themselves with the common denominator that, wait a minute, not only have we been had, but now we're going to get completely, completely neutered. By one particular, or a small entity with that have a few allies that have no economic, military, or geopolitical relevance anymore. So the overall trade fragmentation, and it works kind of like this. You live on one block, or you live in one city. In this one city, there's only one grocery store that's there. And just hypothetically, and in that grocery store, 100,000 people use that grocery store. Well, then all of a sudden, that one grocery store, let's say, is Jet Grocery Store. Jet Grocery Store has now been targeted by another grocery store. And that grocery store, let's say, is Evans Grocery Store. And Evans Grocery Store is now attacking Jet Grocery Store. And Jet Grocery Store now is not able to have the goods, services, and products that it generally has at its disposal to grow its business and provide for its overall customer needs. So who ends up getting hurt? Jet Grocery Store now has to increase their overall prices of the things that they do have, and they have to shorten their hours, and they have to to fire employees, while more and more people continue to come, and they're not open as much. What is that all going to do to the overall community? The overall community is going to look at Jet, be upset at Jet, and Jet is going to say, "Well, it's Evans is doing this to us." And what is the community going to say? Hey, Evans, stop what you're doing to Jet, because it's indirectly affecting us. And Evans says, we don't care. We hate Jet. We're going to drive them out of business. And when we drive them out of business, we're going to come back in and you're going to have to only deal with us. So, and they tell you then stop going to Jet. Go to the nearest Evans grocery store that's five cities or five counties away, and we're not building anymore. What are the people of that community going to do? They're going to hate Evans. And then they're going to get with other communities around that are affected by Evans that way, and they're going to say, you know what? This is what we're going to do. We're going to attack Evans. We're going to displace Evans. Same thing here. And it's huge because it impacts our lives so directly. Next one. The overall pricing of the precious metals is down. Many people thought that as we go towards an economic calamity and crisis, that the overall prices of the precious metals would go up. And I would say it's not the prices, it's the conversion of currency, cash into metals, is going down. It's going down. Meaning that the overall purchasing power, the overall purchasing power of the cash is catching up to or having strength against the overall metals. Why is that significant? It's not that the overall price of the metals is going down, it's just that the purchasing power of the cash against it is going up. Meaning you can use less cash to acquire the underlying metal or asset. Whenever you see that, and I've always said that when you start, the collapse is going to come in this way. A couple of months, weeks, or before that overall economic calamity happens, the overall price of the metals is going to be drastically, drastically reduced. Why? Because unlike the general population that won't even notice it, don't even care, and the first thing that they say, well, I'm not going to buy them anything, it's going down, I'm going to wait, I'm not going to move on it. Most people get into something when it starts going up, and that's a misnomer, it's not going up, it's really not going up, but we don't have time to get into that, but this is true, and I'll explain that later. But the overall precious metals overall conversion from cash into the metals is going down. Why is it going down? Because the minions and the controlling factors allow their minions to acquire the metals on margin at a much smaller rate. And that's exactly what they're doing. Why is that? Because they know it's not going to stay there. And they know that it's not going to stay there so much because they're the ones, when I say they know, it's not because they've been told or anything else, because they know that that's what their overall objective is. They're moving it down because they're accumulating and they plan on moving it up. They know it's going to go up because they're going to have the efforts to do it. They're going to ensure that they do it. See, that's one thing about the manipulated market, is that those that manipulate, those that fix the market, those that control the market, those that establish the market, always, always come out ahead, because the overall direction of the market is for their benefit. It's their tool that they're using against everyone else. It's like a screwdriver that's not yours, it's theirs. They're constantly digging into you at all time, at every turn. That's why it was created, and they have to get people to participate in it, and there's a psychological way to get people to participate in it. They give the appearance of something else that is not true. They give the appearance that this is the only way that you can do this and the only way that you can do that. The only way that you can get ahead. Huge, huge indicator. Next, the banking stocks have entered a bear market. And particularly the banking sector that has entered a real bear market is the European banking sectors. And someone say, okay, well, what's a bear market? A bear market means that you have or is customarily thought of having a decline. An extended decline of, you know, anywhere from 18 to 23% decline, or more, could be even more, from the annual 52-week high. And so you start to have to show a pattern of that type of decline from the 52-week high. And the 52 is 52 weeks in a year, but you know, a 52-week high is a number count, so you have to look at it 52 weeks. It's not just in 2016, from the same time. So you would have to look at it. That's why it's a 52-week. And it starts to make those actual bottom points or lows and so that would be considered a bear market. And the opposite would be a bull market, would be the opposite, would be just the opposite. Okay, so the global banking sector is actually in a bear market, and particularly the European banking sector, which is critical, which is actually critical for the global economy. Next, the one thing that is really talked about in the financial world is something called Dr. Copper, and that's just copper. The overall industrial use of copper is a real indication of the economic slowdown or economic sprint globally or within a country, because it's an industrial and the industrial metal of it all indicates a lot of different things, the building and everything else. So copper itself, the demand for copper is lower, so it is under what can be determined a bear market. And another indication is the announcements, the global geopolitical announcement of major treaties being broken. And one of the biggest treaty that's now been basically broken is the NATO treaty. When these treaties start to get broken, it's an indication and they're telling you where things are going to be going. NATO is officially broken up without the announcement, just by Turkey and the U.S., just by Turkey saying, and I put in what's in the news, Turkey said an attack on our economy is an attack on our flag. Basically saying that they're now at war with another NATO so-called ally. So that means that NATO is no longer in existence. And believe me, Germany has already broken its overall relationship with NATO. They don't want to be a part of it anymore. So that means that it's going to be a major change to something else. And these major changes are going to happen, and then there's going to be the birthing and the birthing pains of those things happening, which is going to be a major, major global confrontation. And the major global confrontation is not just going to, the overall battlefield one is not going to be the one that is going to be the celebritized one. But the true battlefield is going to be digitally. Because that's where they will get the most effective collateral damage. And the collateral damage that they want is they want to collaterally damage your will to where you'll surrender, where you'll say, stop whatever is happening. We'll give you whatever you want. We're willing to. Come on, y'all. We just need to. If we do this, they'll stop. They right. And then you get people defending against their own interests, their own living interests of themselves and their family, supporting stuff that is far, far reaching. Another indicator. This is a huge indicator. The indicator is that there is going to be a global move against a specific country or consortium of countries. And if you look, that is definitely happening. There is a global targeting of one or a few countries. And the global targeting, as you may already know, the primary country of target globally is now the U.S. And they've done this many, many times before. And it's worked so well, they're using it again. They're using it again. So those are some of the major signs. And one of the last major sign is that is this. In spite of the reports of how great the economy is doing, the everyday person in your neighborhood and you yourself and everyone else is not really doing that well. And that is the truth. And you can look at from many things the overall truth of that. There isn't even a facade of an economy. The drought, y'all. It's definitely a drought. And the drought has led to the famine. And it continues. And it is real. And in that overall, the constant measure is, how do I get more? And it's how do I get more, not from a standpoint of adding to, but it's a standpoint of sustaining and surviving. The kitchen table is wobbled. The pantries and the refrigerators are light. The overall psychological and emotional impact of that is severe. It's severe. We've never, ever really been in an economic boom. It's always been an economic collapse after economic collapse. Because within those economic collapses, it is the insurance of nullifying human liberty. The main goal of the overall economy is to defy human liberty. It will give you all of the economic freedoms and will give you all of the letters of the law freedom. It will engorge you on those and you will suffocate in all of the freedom, but you'll not have 1 ounce of liberty, self-determination, or sovereignty. And they put it, ingrain it so much into where we don't even want liberty, sovereignty, and self-determination. We want freedom. Because there's a big difference. It's a huge difference. Freedom is currency. Liberty is money. Because freedom was created by man to uphold and to give man. Liberty, self-determination, and sovereignty is yours by the great creator. You don't have to pay for it. You don't have to petition for it. It's given to you, but you definitely have to fight for it. You definitely have to maintain it. So those are the warning signs of some major, major changes. And these changes, I think, are going to be quite, quite drastic and painful in so many different ways. But not only are there going to be that, it's also going to be the advert. Many of you are going to do quite well because you prepared for it before it came. Some of you even prepared for it in the minimalist terms that you could, because that's all you could do, or that's all you would do when you could have done more, but still. But that's still going to get you some measure of tsunami movement. Depending on you as an individual, how important it is to you will be displayed in your overall response to it. You know, we always vote with our feet. And what I mean by we vote with our feet is this. Is that if we want to do something, our feet will tell you what our true intentions are. Watch where we walk. Watch where we run to. Watch where we go. Watch where our feet bring our overall presence to, because it's being directed by. That tells you where you truly are. And I know some of you have been running. To prepare. Did you see it? Unlike anyone else, you see it, you see, okay, cool, this is this. And it actually has become a way of life for you, which it should be. Because liberty is just that important. And freedom is just that burdensome. And I'm going to make up a word. It's dire detrimental. Freedom is dire detrimental. Because it's been given to you by man. And what they're giving you is what they want you to have. Yes, they'll put some nice music behind it. They'll put a tune and a hymn and some lyrics behind it. They'll put a movie, a movement, an energy behind it. They'll fund it without funding it at all, because the overall funding they give to it is that that's not real funding, because they didn't do anything to put anything. They just hit a button, the printing press, or created it digitally and gave it and made you think that this was money and it was valued. Then you put your energy behind it, and now it's valuable. They manipulate in so many ways. I hope you caught what I was just saying there. Just because they fund something, they ain't given anything. They ain't given a dime. They haven't given 1 ounce of sustainability. But they put a whole lot of cash at it, because, see, cash is nothing to them, because they can create it. Since you can't create cash, it's an illusion of benefit and power. I mean, you can't create cash. That means the overall, those that have been creating it, the benefit and the power is going to them at the overall expense of them siphoning yours. I remember there was a dude a long time ago, a Texas dude that talked real funny. His name was Ross Perot. And Ross Perot said there was going to be a sucking effect on the economy. And I remember him saying that, and I kind of laughed at that, because that's what the overall cash and economic system does. It creates something that brings a sucking effect and takes and steals your energy and your liberty and your self-determination by way of surrendering it. We surrender it because we think something that's not true. And then the truth of the matter is, just because you don't know doesn't make us immune to the overall adverse effects, me, you, or anybody else. I'm victimized by my overall ignorance to things. I'm exploited by my overall ignorance of things. So are you. So are we. So that is some of the events. Getting ready to go to a commercial break, our last commercial break. If you'd like to call in, give us a call, 704-802-5056. We'll open up the lines after the commercial break. If there's a question or comment that you have, definitely. We'd love to hear from you all. Then we're going to take a look at something real quick as well. And here are just some of the events, some of the warning signs that you may want to know about. And we went over them all. When we come back, I want to take a look at something that I think is very, very significant. And it is the global supply chain. And by this trade war, it's moved out of the currency phase. Can't go back. Now it's moved into the trade phase. And it's going to move into the shooting phase. And the overall bombs of the digital bomb and the overall digital snipers are going to be more accurate, where it won't be one shot, one kill. It'll be one shot, 1 million kills. One shot, 1 billion kills. One shot, everybody's down. Listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Make Black Talk Radio your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. So we went over some of the warning signs, looked at where the calendar month is, what's happening in some of the commodities world, what's going on geopolitically, what's going on globally, economy-wise, and, you know, just the overall the geopolitical staging of everything is being set, and the target has now been completely identified, and the overall global movement is actually depicting who the overall targets are. And I'm going to tell you It's really, in my opinion, it's U.S., Israel, and Britain, but Britain is quietly moving itself out of the way. It's instigated everything that it needed to instigate for, and it's going to move itself out of the way. And it's just some of the ritual practice and the routines of the past playing itself out again. So if you'd like to get in on the conversation, if you have a question or comment, then give us a call, 704-802-5056, in regards to what we're talking about or some of the warning signs that you there are many, many warning signs. There really are. And not only are there many warning signs that the actual system tells you in the overall sacred airways that they produce, they actually tell you. They don't give much, but they tell you it's all there. But there's something I want to take a look at really quickly, just to exemplify that this whole, in some of the articles we posted in there, the anniversary of the CIA conspiracy with the UK to overthrow Iran on half of big oil, all of that is a part of it. Then what's happening in Venezuela is a huge part, and then the overall systematic setup for the war and how it will be fought. The Russian satellite that is a complete mystery, you're right, but it's doing things that can't be done. And believe me, the U.S. has some things the known as the Rams of God, and so Russia has some things, and they're going to use those things against the overall citizenry of the world. Russia is not going to attack the U.S. The U.S. is not going to attack Russia. They don't do that. They attack the overall citizens, the people around the world that commonly refer to themselves as American citizens, Russian citizens. Where you're from? Russia, America, United States. And I hate to say America because most, where at in America? America is a continent. It's not the United States. Another misnomer. Whenever you say America, people think right away you're from the United States. Well, shoot. Brazil is America. Venezuela is America. Mexico's America, Canada's America. So, but in there overall, I don't prescribe to none. I am a political atheist. I think the political parties of all sizes and all streams and all organizations and formalities are all full of it. They are all equally worthless to me because I'm a political atheist. I don't engage in that. That's just me personally. Because it's a charter. No institution rules me. None whatsoever. No threat of an institution, what it can do to me, phases me. And that is a very liberating thing. I don't care what you can say you can do, and I don't really care what you do. But what I do know is that you don't rule me. No. The overall threats will make you poor. In what system? I'm going to tell you. It's brought up another little. Do you know it's okay to be poor in this system? It's okay to be targeted poor in this system. It's okay to die. It's okay to die when you're fighting for true life. Because then prosperity will surely come to you and your heirs. It's all right. The threats that the system has over many is one of the strongholds that it wages against those that submit to it and influence others to submit to it as well. But I will tell you, it's all right. In actuality, you may not get the things that you want, but believe me, all of these commercial things, the more and more I live, the more and more I'm like, Dave, why in the world? It ain't that big of a deal. It ain't that significant. It ain't that relevant. And because we're so bombarded by the sacred airwaves of destruction, we got to counter those thoughts because we're thinking something else. But it's okay. It's all right to be poor here. It's all right to be monetarily poor. As long as is in adverse as an adversary of its overall establishment. It's really okay either way, really. But the key is, I don't think you ever want to be eco-poor. Because that may extend far beyond this physical existence. I'm going to let you kind of put that in. But hey, listen, there's an article that I want to take a look at. Just so, this was from Acting Man. It says, how the global trade contraction begins. And in this, it talks about, and I meant to pull it up. And at this time, while I'm pulling it up, if you have a question or comment, give us a call, 704-802-5056. And until then, I want to take a look at this article. I can't, it's kind of long, but it's, we need to dissect this, and it shows some real influence. One of the things that we are very, very accustomed to and common to here is we're accustomed to artificial living. And I think that is very important for us to get away from this artificial living and get back to a more holistic, true collective prudence in the ecosystem. We should be building things from the ecosystem as a form of trade and as a form of enhancement of individual lives globally. So we're going to be making some things a benefit. We should actually be creating it based off of what the ecosystem charges. And based off of the ecosystem's economy. The ecosystem's economy always, always consumes man's artificial economy. How do you know that's true? Here's how it's true. It may not seem that way. In spite of how many trees and how many bushes man cuts down to develop their overall cities and highways of control and destruction, there's always a weed that grows through the concrete. The ecosystem always takes over because the ecosystem is one of the fundamental bases of life. Man's economy has used that to create a counterfeit and an artificial environment to it that it has to completely maintain at all times, or else it cracks. And in the cracks come out the ecosystem. So which one is more powerful? Which one is more true? Which one is more sustaining? The actual evidence is right there in front of us. We don't see it. You ever walk down a city street and the city street is warped? It's crooked, depending on where you live in the world. Or you hear houses, their foundations cracking and everything else. You know why that cracking is? Because you know what they tell you? The sediment, the soil is settling. No, it's not that the soil is settling. The soil was there at all times. What is happening is that the overall, your home isn't able to, or your foundation isn't able to, gap because it doesn't live. The earth is a living entity, so it moves. Even when you dig on it and everything else, it moves. And it doesn't matter how sturdy your overall foundation is over time, the ecosystem wins 100% of the time. And that continuous motion to win is always there. So I ask you, which one is the most predominant in real economies? That's the one we should be engaging in redeveloping a relationship with, instead of the one that has all these cracks. Because the ecosystem's going to come through the cracks anyhow, anyway, at all times. Have you ever seen a property? Some of you, you've seen some of your strip malls. You've seen some of some buildings and businesses, excuse me, or developments that at one time was well manicured because it was generating a revenue from the from the economy. It was generating cash, so from that they were able to maintain it. But see, you see, the fight to maintain something that man has built is really the overall fight against the ecosystem, because man is trying to fight against the overall ecosystem completely deteriorating and consuming and destroying what they've built. So they have to come in with weed whackers, chemicals, and they call it manicuring and cutting this and that and having everything done in a specific way. They don't want it to go wild and look unkept, but it's not wild or nor upkept. What is there is this is displaying to you the true economy that thrives no matter what you do. Let a football field, let a golf course go 1 week. Let your grass, for those of you that have grass, and all of you do have grass, let your grass not be manicured and actually cut and see what happens to it. And that even is, even if you live in a place that ain't no grass here, oh, believe me, it does. Don't take care of the concrete, the ground. It may take a little while, but pretty soon it's going to be a crack, and guess what's going to grow out of that crack? The truth. The lie can only hold it for so long before it cracks. So we should really be engaging in that. And one of the things I wanted to look at real quickly, but if you wanted to call in, give us a call, 704-802-5056, in this last 15 minutes of the show, is how the global trade contraction begins. And I posted it there, and real quick, let me get through this because I spent a little too much time on other things, but we got to get back to this. Take a look at this article real quickly, and it's really good. And it says, historical evidence. The world's the world grows increasingly at odds with itself in every passing day. Divided special elections, speeches censored by Silicon Valley social media companies, increasingly shrinkings of Anderson Cooper, and let me move this down, you name it, and a great pile of it is upon us. From our perch overlooking the San Pedro Bay, the main port of the entry up for the Chinese made goods into the United States, move down, mounts the economic catastrophe coming into focus. These elements, even from the most untrained eye, are impossible to miss. To meet the relentless expansion of the international trade, and channels have been deepening to accumulating the defined absurdities of the credit creation, the CMA, CCMB, Benjamin Franklin. The mega container ships, if you're unfamiliar with them, is over 20 stories high, and they're talking about the port of port of San Pedro, which I actually only live probably about 200 yards from. at one time in Los Angeles. I know exactly the area that they're talking about, and the overall trade that goes on there is crazy, the ships that come through. But here it goes. The mega container ships, if you're not familiar with them, is over 20 stories tall, and the width and it has the width of a 12-lane freeway. Sorry, you know, my computer's moving slow, trying to move it down. And longer than 4 football fields. It has enough cargo space to hold 90 million pairs of made-in-China shoes. The secondary distortion of this mammoth next-generation cargo ship provides historical evidence of the future generations of a political economic that went seriously awry. For example, the Port of Los Angeles, the Gerald Desmond Bridge replacement, is currently being constructed at a cost of $1.5 billion. With two towers stretching 115 feet into the sky. This will be the second tallest cable stayed bridge in America, in the United States. Move this down, excuse me. The purpose of the bridge's replacement is to provide greater clearance into the port's inner harbor for mega container ships. As the new bridge's deck grows, it dwarfs the prior, like some futuristic motor vehicle motorway traveling up into the heavens. We are certainly eager to drive it when it's completed in late 2019. The overall new one is being built. I didn't get to see it. I heard it's huge. Port of Los Angeles. Replacement construction is the global trade where the tallest buildings are economic booms in general. Next one. Here's where it gets interesting. The general philosophy of the bridge's potentials appear to be the global trade expansion in perpetuity. Hence, more and more space will be needed for more and more next generation container ships. There's even 50 years of data supporting this belief, but that doesn't mean what is will always be. Move this down. From a particular standpoint, good trade has expanded without interruption for so long that only senior citizens, if they still have their wits about them, can remember anything different. That's so true. Yet global trade hasn't always expanded. In fact, there has been long episodes of contraction in global trade. Those willing to look back to the first half of the 20th century will discover something that goes counter to their way of life experience. Global trade as a proportionate of total economic activity went down between the onset of World War I and the 1960s. That's a near 60-year run of decline of global trade. Yet another half century of in contraction in global trade happened again. There are times when exploring from the economic past and projecting into the future is exceedingly thoughtless and blind. Right now may be one of those times, and I will tell you that it is. By our estimation, the potential for a geopolitical shock to interrupt or reverse the global trade expansion has been in place since the 1960s and hasn't been greater since the onset of World War I. And it shows you in this overall chart, and it shows the overall CPV. Global trade volumes are already headed down before the recent heat up of the trade war rhetoric. It seems to be a good bet that these trends are going to continue. At the moment, it's very well possible that we are near the start of another long-term global trade contraction. Politically motivated trade wars. The intended purpose is to correct the ghastly trade deficit the U.S. has with China. Somehow trade deficits will make it possible for factory jobs to return to the United States Rust Belt so the country can experience a nirvana of full MAGA. Certainly we have more reservations than trade wars that will attain the desired result. So we may find out in real time how the global trade contraction begins. This week, President celebrity figurehead Trump will commence hyper business. You can see it in Business Insider. Trump's China's trade war begins in 8 of 2018. On Tuesday, you see that, let me move back. Okay. Two of the highest stakes of trade wars with China. On Tuesday, the United States Trade Representative announced the U.S. will impose 25% tariffs on $16 billion worth of goods starting on August the 23rd. Raj had talked about that and posted that before. The tariffs exceeds to extend the 279 items, including tractors, chemicals, and other industrial goods. Who knows what the thoughts of the announcements will provoke. Maybe he thought that it would encourage China to negotiate a new trade deal. Regardless, China quickly responded with its kind of a 25% tariff on $16 billion worth of goods, of U.S. goods, to go into effect on the same day. Isn't this fun? So now we got these major trade wars about to happen, and we got to hurry up. I got to hurry up before we get out of here. And here's what the significance of this is. A trade war, in simplest terms, is a result in trade contraction. Shrinking trade means that less imports and exports goods. Less imports and export goods means smaller container ships. Smaller container ships means lower bridges. And they already built. In short term, a trade war means smaller economy. And it also means the reductions in choices and shrinkage of global wealth. And in the interim, as the trade war takes space, all sorts of strange and dysfunctional things will happen. Presently, the cargo ship Pegasus is stranded at sea offshore of China with 70,000 tons of soybeans at $12,500 per day. The Pegasus is attempting to wait out the trade war so as not to incur a 25% tariff on offloading into China. This, you will see, is how the good trade This you see is how global trade contraction begins. The far voyage of the peak Pegasus left the Pegasus in better times when it could still enter the harbor without being hit with a 25% tariff. Middle of effect, the Pegasus arrived in China 30 minutes too late. Right now, every sense then is going into circles, hoping for times to get better again. So now, it is sitting there going in circles at a cost of $12,500 a day because it doesn't want to pay it doesn't want to be hit with a 25% tariff. They've already probably passed the 25% tariff, but see, the tariffs in itself is the key thing to this because they don't know when it's going to end. Now, goods are being actually out to sea and are not going to be put into position. What does that make everything right for? So that when they do start the overall regular war, what are those ships going to be? All of the ships with all of the cargo and everything that's there is going to be ripe for targeting, and they're going to be at the bottom of the sea. And what does that mean for you and I? The overall goods and services that we're so accustomed to having in the past won't be available in the interim. What is happening is that they're draining the overall goods so that when the overall war, right now they're there, you can see it, but when the war starts and the overall cyber war starts and the sinking of the overall vessels with trades on them, now the people will have to go without because guess what? The overall goods are stuck at sea. And now they're at the bottom of the sea. If they will circle around, both harbors are doing it with goods because they don't want to pay the tariffs. If they will circle around with goods for just the 25% tariffs, what are they going to be doing when they be worried about being targeted with submarines? Or when they get hit with cyber attacks and make the boats run into each other? Don't you know that that's what happened in China? That's what, remember the overall military, it was the McCain. The McCain was hit by another boat, and they said they lost controls of the overall navigation computer. Y'all, it's a big setup. And this setup is going to directly affect you and your family. Because the trade war prevents you from being able to have things that you've been accustomed to in using and utilizing in this overall man's economy. is one of the reasons why we have to drastically make moves to other forms of provisions that are outside of man's economy but are prevalent in the strong and predominant ecosystem. Listen, everyone, it's never goodbye. Let me make sure, real quick, I can't see the board. It cut out on me. Sorry about that. All right, listen, everyone, if there's a caller that's in queue, if you wanted to say something, now's the time to do it before we get out of here, because I can't see the board. Don't think it is. You may have kicked me out. Nope, okay. All right, everyone, I just want to say thank you for listening. Continue to prepare. Know what's going on, because it's real. Just because you don't see the overall collapse, it actually, the cracks in the overall man's economy has already started to bring forth the weeds of truth. So it's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. Make sure that you, before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. Great Creator willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Take care. Much love, much respect. Peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.